One of the most discussed topics in breast cancer clinical research relates to the next generation of adjuvant trials for patients with HER2-positive tumors, and one major international study, the so-called Aphrodite trial, will evaluate the role of the dual tyrosine kinase inhibitor, lapatinib. This four-arm study has become controversial because in one arm, patients receive only lapatinib as anti-HER2 therapy, as commented on by Dr. Jones.
I think that study will be easier to do in Europe than it would be in the United States. So you'd have to think long and hard before you put a patient on that where she might not get trastuzumab since there's such a benefit there. On the other hand, I think the data suggests that it's probably going to be as active, but we just don't know that. And adjuvant, we're talking about the potential for cure. So I think in this country it'd be a hard sell.
I'd be curious from some of the people around the table, would you be comfortable putting a patient on that study? Would you be selecting out maybe borderline patients who you weren't even sure you wanted, you know, one centimeter tumor? Lowell, I see you shaking your head no.
I would just have a hard time because of the tremendous benefit of adjuvant Herceptin with putting a patient on a study where they might not get that. I'd be much more comfortable with an add-on. Or what the patients don't like is the year of continuation after the chemotherapy. So for some part, I would be comfortable in getting it, but getting no Herceptin whatsoever, I would personally not randomize a patient to that.